This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Eugene in Freehold, New Jersey. Hi, Eugene.
Hi, Hank. How are you?
Good, thank you.
My question was about Daniel and also about Mark 13:14.
Yeah.
The one that Jesus was telling his disciples about and the one that Daniel spoke about, is that the same or is it a future that Christ spoke about?
Yeah, it's very interesting because if you look at Matthew 24, which is the equivalent of the Mark passage, you have Jesus actually saying, when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains and so forth. And, of course, Jesus applies that to his own generation. He says, I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. So the abomination of desolation spoken of by Jesus was prophesied 6 centuries earlier by Daniel, and Jesus now takes what happened in the 2nd century under Antiochus IV Epiphanes, his desecration of the temple, and applies it to what is going to happen when the temple is not just going to be desecrated, but it is actually going to be destroyed. So in the fullness of time, what Jesus declared desolate was desolated by Roman infidels. They destroyed the temple fortress, they ended the daily sacrifice, and this time, very much unlike the time of Antiochus, the blood that desecrated the sacred altar didn't flow from the carcasses of unclean pigs, but from the corpses of unbelieving Pharisees. This time, the Holy of Holies was not only desecrated by the defiling statue of a pagan god, but it was destroyed by the greed of despoiling soldiers, and the temple would never be rebuilt again.
Okay, so Jesus wasn't talking about future desecration.
Christ looked forward a generation and prophesied what would happen 40 years hence. So he looked 40 years into the future and said, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have been fulfilled. So it's past to us, but it was future at the time that Jesus spoke.
If you want to learn more about this topic, Hank's book, The Apocalypse Code, is an excellent resource that teaches you to read the Bible for all it's worth. Find this and many other resources at equip.org.